channel, sucka! This is Movie Fighters, the show where typically I, Matt Wilson of ComicsAlliance.com and other places on the internet, and Chris Sims, who you may know from ComicsAlliance.com, Crack.com, and elsewhere on the internet, we typically watch movies and beat them up. But
so we beat up movies.
We're recording this very special number zero episode of Movie Fighters to tell all the new iTunes listeners what exactly it is we do and what they can expect from the show now that we have officially transferred from being on Bandcamp, where people had to pay for the show, to being absolutely free on iTunes because of a Kickstarter. And Chris, if you had to describe Movie Fighters in a little more detail than just saying we watch movies and beat them up, how would you describe it?
Well, Matt, I would say that it's a very original concept. It's the type of show that I don't think anyone has ever heard before, and that we're the only two people on the internet doing.
Intriguing. Please do go on.
What we do, we pick a movie. Here's where it gets tricky. It's usually a bad movie. It's usually a movie that has a something of a reputation for maybe not being all that good. We give a little background on the film. We take a break. We watch the movie. We put in a little musical break so that you can go watch the movie with us if you would like to. We come back and we try to figure out what exactly we just watched.
That's right. And often the combination of the background plus us giving a recap of the movie and trying to wrap our heads around this thing we just saw takes about as long as a movie.
The great thing is there are so many episodes of this show that we have done where we are excited and happy in the first 10 or 15 minutes when we're giving the background. We're like, hey, this has some people we like. This is based on a thing we enjoy. And then it comes back from that little musical break and it's all just sadness and pain.
That's right. So if you have never heard the show before, get ready to hear some of that in the upcoming episodes of Movie Fighters. Chris, let's talk about a little bit about what we have done in previous episodes. We have 25 episodes that, if you are interested in the show at all, you can go download right now for $1 an episode at moviefighters.bandcamp.com. Now, what are some of the things we watched in those 25 episodes? We watched some live-action adaptations of anime. We watched My Little Pony Equestria Girls. We watched both Insane Clown Posse movies, Big Money Hustlas and Big Money Rustlas. We watched a bunch of holiday movies, the Easter movie Hop, Santa's Sleigh featuring Bill Goldberg. We watched Santa Claus the Movie. We watched Monster Squad, which we enjoyed a lot. The two Halloween movies we watched, we liked a lot. Monster Squad and Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. Chris, what else have we watched in previous episodes?
We watched an entire series of movies featuring pro wrestlers in starring roles.
That's right.
We watched No Holds Barred, one of my favorite films, starring Hulk Hogan. We watched 12 Rounds with John Cena. Doom, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And No Contest, a very obscure movie that actually starred Shannon Tweed and Andrew Dice Clay, but had Roddy Piper in a supporting role.
That's right.
We actually led off with a bunch of movies that were based on fighting games, which were, I'm going to go ahead and say, universally terrible.
I don't think any of them were good. In fact, I would say the worst movie we watched was one of those movies.
Yes, yes. And I actually wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. But we, the reason we did those is because we were actually – Movie Fighters comes from Matt and I doing movie reviews at a site that we both currently write for called ComicsAlliance.com. We did a series of very popular movie reviews. David Uzumeri and I also did a bunch before Matt and I teamed up. And we were in the middle of doing a series based on fighting games when we all got fired and then got rehired a month later. In that intervening month – we had all, Matt and I had already set up Movie Fighters. So that's why we started off with the fighting game movies. If you're curious about what we've watched in those, I would say the best movie that we have watched together is probably Dead or Alive that we watched and did the written review of. And then the worst movie that we have ever seen together is, what would you say, Tekken?
I would say King of Fighters.
King of Fighters? I can never remember which is which, because this is the weird thing about Movie Fighters. I remember the good movies way more than I remember the bad ones. Like, I remember, we should say, it's not always, it's usually a movie that we've never seen before. So it's not always something that is actually bad. Like, we watched Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters going into it thinking it was going to be god-awful. That movie turned out to be very entertaining.
Santa Slay was
Santa
the same
Slay
way.
Was actually a hoot.
Yeah. The holiday movies were more good than bad, surprisingly enough. Now,
amazingly. Now, we were angry at Santa Claus the movie.
Santa Claus the movie was terrible, and Hop was terrible. But three of those movies are not bad, which is really something. Now, okay, so if you want to go back and listen to any of those previous episodes, or go back and read any of our Comics Alliance reviews of movies, you'll get a pretty good idea of what we do on this show. I mentioned a Kickstarter. We did a Kickstarter to fund another year of this show, a second season of Movie Fighters, you might call it. We do this show every other week, every 2 weeks, and we do our movies, as you may have guessed, in a series of movies. Now, one of our Kickstarter rewards was we told people that they could pay a certain amount of money, I think it was $100, and tell us what movie to watch in a particular episode. We have 8 of those. Later in this episode, we're going to be reading out every Kickstarter donor's name. When we get to the part where we get to the people who told us what movies to watch, I'm going to tell you what movie they told us to watch. And you will be hearing an episode about one of all of those movies sometime within the next year. Here are some other things you might hear within the next year. Stuff we've talked about, stuff that I would like to do on Movie Fighters. We have talked about doing a series of movies that star rappers.
Right, the series that I wanted to call Rap Game Movie Fighters?
Yes, that is something I really want to do. There's another series of movies that we've been talking about since our Comics Alliance days that I really want to do that are pulp action hero movies.
Yeah, Dick Tracy, The Shadow, Flash Gordon obviously would be a big one for us.
One that I've only recently became aware of in the past like a couple weeks is one that we have to add to that, and that is the Doc Savage movie from the mid-1970s.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
I want to watch it for the show so bad.
There's also a Spirit movie that actually stars Sam J. Jones.
Yeah, we can watch that one too.
It's also god-awful, by the way.
There, we have a wealth of movies that we could use for that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of things we're hoping to do with this show in the coming weeks.
There was a series that I wanted to do that was all movies where one actor plays two roles. We'd be doing the Van Damme movie Double Impact, which had the tagline "Double the Van Damage," which is amazing.
Yes.
Twin Dragons, in which Jackie Chan plays Jackie Chan, and he also plays second Jackie Chan, who is a concert pianist. there are a couple of those. I feel like there's two with Van Damme.
There might be two with Van Damme. A movie that we definitely are not going to watch for Movie Fighters that fits into that category is Bowfinger.
Oh, Bowfinger's so good, though.
In which Eddie Murphy plays two roles. But yeah, there are lots of movies that could fit into that category.
Bowfinger is the reason that whenever I see you, I don't know if you picked up on this, I always say, "Good to see you again, brother." Because that's the line from the movie they make at the end of Bowfinger.
That's right. That's true. Oh, man, I love Bowfinger.
It's really good.
There's so many options for what we could do in the next year. We're always taking movie suggestions from our listeners. We have a Tumblr, moviefighters.tumblr.com. if you would like to send us a suggestion for a movie. Now, we don't have to watch all our suggestions. We only have to watch movies from that one group of Kickstarter donors. But if you have a suggestion for a movie, you can send it to us on Tumblr. You can send it to us by email. Our email address is moviefighterscast@gmail.com. We also have a brand new website that you may be listening to this episode of Movie Fighters on. That website is moviefighterscast.com. You may recall when we were doing our Kickstarter, if you're somebody who followed our Kickstarter, that we had a stretch goal that involved bingo cards. We did not meet that stretch goal. We only met the stretch goal to give our donors an episode in which we watched an episode of Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd Century, the cartoon. Occasionally we watch episodes of cartoons and talk about those too. We did not get to the bingo level, but I said there was something we were going to do for everybody with the bingo cards. Sometime in the near future, we are going to print yourself bingo cards on the Movie Fighters website. So keep an eye out for that. Because, man, there is stuff that appears in the movies we watch so often. There are the same things that appear in the movies we watch all the time.
Yeah, if you are a new listener, you may not realize this, but if you are an established listener, we have joked about these bingo cards because almost every movie we watch features poor lighting. That is kind of the mark of a bad movie, is that it is lit poorly. Cary Hiroyuki Tagawa shows up with alarming regularity.
Also, weird combinations of poop and food.
Look, let's be fair. I think Ready to Rumble mostly covered that permanently.
Hop, also.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that the bunny poops candy.
He poops jelly beans.
Which was the entirety of the description for that episode, was just, we watched Hop, the bunny poops candy.
That's right. There's several weird combinations of poop and food in the movies we watch. I do not know why. But those print-them-yourself bingo cards are going to be on moviefighterscast.com in the very near future. I think we have adequately described the show. You know at this point whether you want to listen to this podcast or not, right? Now.
Are you talking to me? Because I know that I want to listen to it.
Well, good. Because you have to be here every time we record it. Now, we have reached the point in this number zero episode of Movie Fighters where we are going to read out the names of every single one of our Kickstarter donors. This is something we promised, and we want to personally thank everybody who backed our Kickstarter, because without them, there would be no show. So, you ready, Chris? Here we go.
Well, I am ready because I am going to say, you are going to read the names.
Yes.
I am not going to read the names. Nor am I going to say thank you. Instead of saying thank you, I am going to say a quote from a movie off the top of my head for every Kickstarter backer.
I am really looking forward to you taking this challenge, Chris.
All right,
backer number one. James D'Amato.
Condolences, Mr. Lebowski. The bum's lost.
The next backer is a company. Handlords LLC.
Doc says Duke's going to be okay.
Our next backer is Ryan Hillis.
Coffee's for closers.
Robert Kelly is our next backer.
I don't want any trouble.
Okay, Ryan, I got to go back for a second because Ryan was our first backer on the list that recommended a movie.
Oh, okay.
So Ryan Hillis's recommended movie is the Japanese film The Calamari Wrestler.
Which is, we recently talked about that on our other podcast.
War Rocket Ajax.
War Rocket Ajax with Brandon Stroud.
That's right.
He highly recommended that film.
He wants us to watch The Calamari Wrestler. We have to watch it. Robert Kelly also recommended a movie for us to watch, or is forcing us to watch, the movie Myra Breckinridge from 1970. So we have to watch Myra Breckinridge.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, we have to watch it. The next backer is Devin McCullen.
Let's see. I'm already out. Is this the third? I'm already out of movie quotes.
I think we're like on fourth or fifth.
Well, I'm in my office. I don't have any movies in here to look at for inspiration. Sonny Chiba, he's the hardest working actor in martial arts films.
Devin's movie that we have to watch is Gun Crazy, the movie from 1950.
Wow. That's, okay.
We have to watch Gun Crazy. Our next name is William Hoffman.
Gotta watch Wapner.
And William's movie suggestion, the one he's forcing us to watch, is Inframan, also known as Super Inframan.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yes. After that, we have Brian Johnson.
Mama is not the law here. I am the law.
Well-known lead singer of AC/DC. Up next, Dan Evans.
I still have many men to kill.
And Dan's going to ask us to watch the movie Black Samurai, starring Jim Kelly.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good one.
So watch out for that one. Up next, we have David Willis.
Toga, toga, toga.
David Willis is forcing us to watch Short Circuit 2.
Oh, gross.
All right, up next we got Jeffrey Wickstrom.
It's 88 miles per hour. You're going to see some serious shit.
Jeffrey is telling us to watch The Secret of the Sword. Luke McClung is our next one.
What does that mean? I don't even know what the hell that means.
After Luke, we've got Andrew Woodard.
It's a Cinderella story.
You're just stopping that one there.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's a quote. Alfredo Ignacio is our next one.
It's not a democracy. It's a cheerocracy.
After him, we have Frank Fenton.
Oh, you think I'm fucking stupid, Hans? No more bullets.
After him, we have Matthew Rodell.
Death to Ming!
Ryan Enslow.
Let's see. I literally walked into my living room, so I'm looking at my...
You want me to take this one for you?
Yeah, do it.
You want me to come over there and fuck start your head? All right, next we got Carla Hoffman.
Oh, thanks, Carla. There are two kinds of people in this world, those with guns and those who dig.
Up next, Todd Enoch.
You fiends.
All right, we got, after this one, I'm going to butcher his name. I'm sorry, Phil. Phil Skrzynski.
Let's see. Hey, the good guys always win, even in the 80s.
Up next, we have Dave O'Neill.
Why? That's from the Dolph Lundgren Punisher, by the way, when he's sitting in the sewer.
James Fletcher is next. James Fletcher.
Let's see. Farley. Her. Three Amigos.
John McKeon is our next.
A School for Ants.
Daniel Schwartz.
It's too easy to go for a Spaceballs one with that poor guy. Be nice until it's not time to be nice.
All right, do Spaceballs on the next one.
Okay.
Martha Sullivan.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Randy Braun.
Let's see. I fucking love this guy. You know, they're all going to be from RoboCop from here on out. They're all going to be from RoboCop.
I thought you were going to go a lot with Spaceballs, like Barf's introduction and all that. Chadwick Miller.
I think pretty smart. Think he can outsmart a bullet?
Eric Utenwalt.
You're fired! That's from RoboCop, not Vince McMahon, by the way.
Chris Gomillion.
Murphy, it's you.
Andrew Rayburn.
Guns, guns, guns.
Trevor Jones.
I work for Trevor Jones. Trevor Jones.
Well timed.
Personalized.
Christian Rivero.
Let's see. What's a... We need a lot of stimulation, Bobby.
This is such great radio. Andrew Keith.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
That's a good one. Brendan Johnston.
Your move, creep.
Luke E.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
Nicole Weinrich.
Can you fly, Bobby?
Nicole O'Duffy, I should have said. Mike Christensen.
Come quietly, or there will be trouble.
Daniel Kibblesmith.
Forget it, kid. This guy's a serious asshole.
Elizabeth Woodard.
Murphy, I'm a mess.
Matt Bird.
They'll fix you. They fix everything.
Joshua. Only Joshua.
I know you. You're dead. We killed you.
Tabasco da Gama is the name he goes by often.
Looking for me?
You did two for him, but that's fine. If you want to skip the next one, that's fine.
Okay.
We have Emmanuel Hernandez.
Somewhere there is a crime happening.
David Keeter.
Ed 209.
Joe Giammarco.
Clarence Boddicker, you are under arrest. And then he starts throwing the dude through the windows, throwing fucking Kurtwood Smith through the windows. That shit's awesome.
Susan Cole.
I am a cop.
Sasha Mack.
We practically are the military.
Greg Cummings.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of another RoboCop quote.
You haven't done I'll buy that for a dollar.
Oh, I haven't. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Nathan. Just Nathan.
He's a cop killer.
Richard Tran.
I like it.
George Austin.
We'll give the man a hand.
Ryan R.
Just give me my fucking phone call.
Chris Murphy.
Welcome to hell.
You didn't do a Murphy one. I'm shocked.
Oh, I already did Murphy. It's you, though. We should have planned this.
What's your name, kid? Murphy. Come on.
Okay. You want me to do that again? Like, yeah. Let's take it from the top.
Okay. Here we go. Chris Murphy.
What's your name, kid? Murphy.
There you go. David Burzan.
You burned the fucking money.
David is also known as Chudley Cannons.
Oh, yeah. I've met him. He's a nice fella.
Hugh O'Donnell.
These are serious charges. What's your evidence?
Christopher Stiles, or Chris Stiles.
Chris Stiles. Drop the gun. You are under arrest. That's it. I'm out of RoboCops. I'm out of RoboCop quotes.
We're going to have to go to something else. Gregory Black.
Hey, Eckhart. Think about the future.
That's a good one. Brian Higgins.
Because I bought it in Japan.
Oh, now we're doing Batman.
Now it's going to be Batman 89 for as long as I can hold up.
Brandon House.
I think that was it. I think I only had two Batman quotes.
You're not going to do, what are you? I'm Batman.
Okay, like, give me the name again.
Brandon House.
You are my number one guy.
I love that quote.
It's so good.
Kevin Warren.
Oh, Kevin Warren. That's the artist of Copernicus Jones.
My comic on Monkey Brain Comics.
Do you have a Copernicus Jones quote you would like me to give?
It's not a movie.
Yeah, I know, but we made these rules.
All right, here's a Copernicus Jones quote. They made nuts, bolts, all kinds of medical supplies.
That's a good one. Because they're robots.
They're robots. All right, the next name is Rob Wesley.
Skewered. It's from Casino Royale.
Nathan Prather.
I hope I'm not distressing you.
You could do a lot of James Bond if you're going to go down that road.
Okay. I'm going to keep it up as long as I can. Here we go. We're into the Bonds.
Ken Liu.
Helpful little chap.
Luke Hawkins.
Shocking.
Oh, that's a good one. Mark Arsenault.
That was for 009.
Greg Thalen.
For England, Alec.
Adam.
Just for Adam. England, James.
Michael McGreesh, Vice President of SCA.
Sorry for dropping in.
Derek Gillies.
I'm not going to do it, but just know that this is where the Christmas one would be. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to ruin everyone's day.
Noted. John Linden. I'll do a James Bond one if you need some help. Okay. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. All right.
That's good. You did the most famous one that I was forgetting.
Yep.
The literally most famous quote from a James Bond movie.
Matt Diggs.
Oh, Matt Diggs. He is the artist of Awesome Hospital.
He sure is.
Let's see. We once made him draw a comic that opened with an homage to Star Trek V, but I can't remember any Star Trek V quotes.
Well, you could do a Shatner quote.
Can we want to talk later about these episodes of Raw that William Shatner was on in 1995 to promote Tech War?
Just do Khan.
Khan!
There we go. All right, Nick Colton.
Like a poor marksman, you just keep missing the target.
Randy Sims.
You have Genesis Khan, but you don't have me.
Philip Karst.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one.
Christian,
that was a whole scene. That was a whole exchange.
You're right. Christian Ayotte.
Wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
Kyle Jago.
Sure it's not Jago?
It could be Jago. I do not know.
I can show you the world.
Good one. Colin Roscoe.
It's not paper. It's some kind of metal.
Bogus.
Is that Sean Bogus?
As in Sean Bogus, yes.
What's Sean Bogus' favorite movie, Matt?
Sean's favorite movie is Spy Hard. And no, it's not. But we talk about Spy Hard all the time, so I'm going to do a quote from Spy Hard for
him. Please do.
All right. It's Andy Griffith talking. I got all kinds of arms. Big arms. Pretty arms. All right. And that's his whole list. Big arms and pretty arms. The next one is Wesley Farber.
Gonna drive around and do what I do best. What's that? Show off.
Matthew Collins.
Are you ready to be a real race car driver?
Next up, we have Austin Lucas.
You think you can drive a car and change the world?
Matt Liparota.
No, but it's all I know how to do, and I gotta do something.
After that, we have Katie Donnelly.
You're gonna be my regular Saturday night thing. Well, that was a bad one to choose for a woman that I know in real life.
Too late now. Okay, we got Marty Allen next.
I'm staring at Miami Connection, trying to remember a quote from Miami Connection. Friends through eternity, loyalty, honesty.
The song lyric counts. Bob Cairns.
Hell, I got lots of friends. I don't.
Dominic Seal Lee.
Tommy, what have you been reading?
Jack Seal Lee.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Greg Flynn.
You want to meet God? Let's go meet him together.
Taquelli.
It could be ours, Indy. Yours and mine.
Scott Barois.
They will be found. You will not.
John Anderson.
alcohol gives him power.
You could also say, Mr. Anderson.
I could have, but, like, let's... I've already acknowledged the one Wachowski's movie that I'm going to acknowledge.
Alex Androsky.
Let's see. 0.0.
Leonard F. Chikarison.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
He'll like that one.
He will like that one.
Jimaledin Cole.
We should say that these movie quotes are not reflective of the people.
We should have had a disclaimer at the beginning.
Okay, who are we on? Jimaledin Cole?
Yes.
You want to know how I got these scars?
You could do the Joker stories after that.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Melanie Nazelrod.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Matthew Groom.
Let's see. I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Chris Kaiser.
You want a tow? I can get you a tow by 2 p.m.
Oh, man, we're on to Big Lebowski quotes. I'm excited. Greg Cashman.
It really tied the room together.
Tom Foss.
I am the walrus.
Joshua Mosteet.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Kieran Chiek.
Are you ready to get fucked, man?
Arthur Wyatt.
Liam and me, we gonna fuck you up.
Sean Waters.
What's this bullshit?
It's all just Jesus. Josh Ramsey.
Man, you come straight out of a comic book.
Patrick Sutton.
That's bullshit, Mr. Handman.
All right, can I do one from The Big Lebowski?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, I already moved on to Enter the Dragon. So
all right, I'm going to go back to The Big Lebowski for a second.
Okay, do it.
Anderson Kong. I'm staying. I'm finishing my coffee. David Hines.
Theodore Donald Karabatos. As a surfer, he explored the coastline.
From Carrillo Rio all the way down to Pismo. Angelo Zanola.
Dookie.
James Leesk.
Oh, let's see. I wish I could remember a line from Lone Wolf McQuade, so just imagine that I am doing the dialogue-free scene where Lone Wolf McQuade wakes up, pours a beer over his own head, and then drives a truck out of his own grave.
There's also a great scene in Lone Wolf McQuade where a hose stands in for his penis in a sex scene. D.S. Baker.
Hunger Games!
Wan Jing Rin.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of another line from Caddyshack, but all I can think of is Carl Spacker.
You could do another Hunger Games. I will stand as tribute.
There you go.
Morgan Walther.
I grew up in that house. I was born there.
Patrick Molman.
Here's your mucus.
Sean Hutchinson.
You know, the nice lady who paid us in advance before she got turned into a dog.
Chris Thorne.
What did you do, Ray?
John Kingdon.
Are you a god?
Mark Phillips.
No.
Oh, we're going to do this whole sequence.
Well, not anymore.
Pedro Picare.
Scott, if your life had a face, I would punch it.
James Leach.
I keep glancing at RoboCop, and I think I've done every line that I could do from RoboCop.
Oh, I could do a RoboCop line you didn't do.
Okay.
All right. I'm on to the... Did you do the last name? Or are we on to the next name?
No, I have not done the last name yet.
Okay. Bitches, leave!
I thought I did that one.
I don't think you did, but maybe
I definitely thought about it.
Paul Grisham.
You think you're too cool for school. Well, I got news for you. You aren't.
Zach E.
Say goodnight. to the bad guy.
Reginald P. Thorsten III.
Look at them pelicans, man. Do you know why that line is in the movie, by the way?
Why is that line in the movie?
That was the line that that he used to practice his accent. Was look at those pelicans, man.
It was not the most accurate accent, so maybe he should have used a different line.
No, he should have. The accent was, I mean, it's that whole movie is ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Eric the Half a Bee.
Is that a Monty Python reference?
It may very well be, yes.
I didn't vote for him.
Jeff D'Souza.
Some watery tart lobs a scimitar at you?
I'm glad you're not doing an Eric Idle impression on that.
Oh, no. Like, look, I don't have time in my life for that.
Oh, wait, that might be Michael Palin in that scene. Nick Henry.
Do you know what a plethora is?
Robert Loomers.
It's a mail plane. Still, literally the funniest joke that has ever been on film.
Kern Wallace.
Let's see. Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
R.J. Washington.
R.J. Washington. Warriors, come out and play, yay!
J. Munford.
It's like 50 to 100 miles from here.
John Sawyer.
I think maybe there's a little bit of Godzilla in all of us.
Meg Taylor.
Welcome to the Xander Zone. That's right, I own XXX on DVD, and it inspired that.
Preston Doe, or Do.
Have not watched Seven Samurai, have owned Seven Samurai for several years, can quote XXX from memory. That's Chris Sims.
You want another Vin Diesel on?
Yeah, give me some Vin Diesel.
Okay. This is Brazil! Ethan, just Ethan.
If you're not out of control, you're not in control.
David Hinnian.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Next, we have somebody who doesn't want me to read their name, so I will move on to the next one, which is Ryan Faz.
Hey, Matt.
Mm-hmm?
Do you know what happens to a toad when it gets struck by lightning?
What happens?
Oh, the same thing that happens to everything else.
Tim Barnett.
I accuse my parents.
Ross Entwistle.
Let's see. Communism was just a red herring.
Alan Hess.
What's another good... Oh, come out to the coast, have a few laughs.
Our next name is Sean Gerard.
Mummy's been very bad.
Next, we have Mark from Tampere, Finland.
Distro, you're out of the band.
Kevin J. Maroney.
We got the tools, and we got the talent.
Brad Shalito.
That's a good knife.
Philip Lopez.
Bleeding, sir.
Next we have Scott Brady.
Employment. That's from Skyfall, by the way.
Hutch is the next
name. Gonna get a lot of mileage out of Skyfall.
Hutch is the next name we have.
Emma.
Up next we have Kevin Church, writer of the smash hit digital comic Wander, Olive Hopkins in the Ninth Kingdom, now available at buywander.com.
Is that what he listed as his name?
Yes.
Oh, man. Let's see. I already used a really good Yojimbo quote. I know Kevin's a big Toshiro Mifune fan. You need three more coffins.
Michael Eckett.
I don't betray the law.
Christian Otholm.
Your clothes. Give them to me.
Evan Harper.
No problemo.
W. Omar Idris.
What are you, night security?
Up next we have JRC.
Pizza delivery?
Leisha.
Can you talk about how great that movie is? How great Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is.
It's really good. Leisha Aimé Doucet.
General, would you care to step outside?
That could be Doucet.
Look, we're doing our best.
Andrew Catron.
Let's see.
Stick with Ninja Turtles.
I can't remember. Oh, okay, here's my favorite quote from Ninja Turtles. You ready?
Hit me.
Regular or menthol?
That's a good one. Kevin Walker.
Special delivery. Airmail.
Lee,
that's your favorite quote from a movie we've watched.
That's from Double Dragon.
Yes.
Lee El Perezoso.
Well, there's got to be a listing. I pay him 8 G's a year in premiums.
Chris Vincent is next.
I'm going to tell you a story, and I don't want to hear Act of God.
Mike Donahue.
It's just me, Gracie Law.
Steve Swy.
Swy?
Swy.
I'm worn out, Matt. I'm exhausted. I'm physically exhausted from doing this. Six Demon Bag. Terrific.
Mike Pankowski.
Oh, we don't have any ranks here, except for the Colonel, but we just call him Ace.
Curtis Marshall.
Rip's word is his bond.
Evan Sommers.
Now, this is a Hulk Hogan quote. Oui, j'ai faim.
Ryan. Just Ryan.
Just Ryan. Give a man a gun, he thinks he's Superman. Give him two, he thinks he's God.
Joseph W.
That's the quote.
Brian Rudin.
I watched Live and Let Die twice last month, and I can't remember a single line from it.
There's not much quotable from Live and Let Die.
There's really not.
I have to
There's
tell you.
Really not. I'm doing my best, guys. I'm doing my best. Here's one of the worst lines from a Marvel movie. If we can't save the world, we'll damn sure avenge it.
Okay, that's a good one. Thomas Pollock.
Thomas Pollock. You are all scum.
Dan Peterson.
Dan Peterson. Dan Peterson wants to hear Vanilla Latte Got Skills. That's from Bring It On 3.
I'm just going to take this opportunity to say, normally I would cut out all of the stammers and uhs and ahs. I think for this, it adds so much to it that I'm going to leave them in. Andrew Johnson is the next name.
Nazi, spy, saboteur, all of the above.
Chris Gozali.
Timothy Dalton's great.
He is the best.
Is there a movie where someone says Timothy Dalton's great? Does that count?
I don't think so. But I'll do one for Chris Gozali.
Okay.
Now I'm blanking. I had one in mind, and now I'm blanking. I'm in your shoes now. All right, I'll just do this one. I made a funny. Okay. Einar Mausson.
Gordon's alive.
Up next, Charles Kovar.
Just like a close up on Eli Wallach's face, and he blinks.
Brandon Vesey.
You can't believe you counted that one.
What? I'm just reading the names, dude. Our listeners will judge.
God's gonna sit this one out.
Dave Menendez.
You like that song? I wrote it for you.
I like how you get some of them really quick. Greg Norwood.
I'm literally staring at my copy of the Tom Jane Punisher movie right now. This is where those came from.
Greg Norwood.
That's a bingo.
Luis Carlos Chivata.
And I want my scalps.
Todd Van de Castile.
They only eat rats.
Clark Farmer.
Take the bloody shot.
Seth Finkelstein.
It was a Judy Dench, by the way. Thank you for complimenting my amazing Judy Dench impression. Oh, here you go. I guess that's why they call you One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie.
this is not a name that I would want to say, but he told me I had to say it. Horatio Q. Twatcracker.
Matt. Matt.
Yeah.
If you can get your heart back, I'm pretty sure I can put it back in.
Old Doc. Carl Pizza Topping.
They call it the Beijing Cocktail.
Chris Rowling.
Let's see.
I got one for you. All right. Dad, I thought you were dead. Junior, I thought you were dead. All right.
was that from DuckTales?
Yeah. David Gossett.
Happens to me all the time.
Anthony Regina or Regina.
It's probably Regina. just gonna hazard a guess. Probably Regina.
You never know.
It's true. You never know. It could be Smith spelled Regina.
That's right.
Let's see. How about another Last Crusade quote?
Yeah.
It's a good one. She talks in her sleep. Look, if your favorite Indiana Jones, like, I will say Raiders of the Lost Ark is basically the perfect movie, but if your favorite Indiana Jones movie isn't Last Crusade, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Last Crusade is so good.
It's so fucking good.
Here's what's great about that line, she talks in her sleep. It's when my wife tries to do her Sean Connery impression, that's the line she does.
Oh, because it's like the best. Because it's the best line.
All right, up next is Carl Sjostrand.
I saw Highlander. It was shit.
Mike Peterson.
Mike Peterson. Mike Peterson. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous.
I'm the people who get the lines that you have to think about get their name said so much more.
I'm vamping for time, guys. I'm vamping.
Eric Jenkins.
Eric Jenkins. He's going to get You've Got Red on You.
Patrick Barb.
Surviving. It's two in a row from Shaun of the Dead. Two in a row.
Two in a row. Up next we have Pancho.
Just Pancho?
That's his name, Pancho.
How come there are no memorable lines from Gymkhana? How come the only memorable thing about Gymkhana is written on the box? Yakmala! There you go. There's a line from Gymkhana.
Charlie Etheridge Nunn.
No capes.
All right, we're getting there, guys. Genevieve.
Just Genevieve?
Yep, that's what we got.
My father was the Shogun's assassin.
David Marr.
As long as I'm not weeping blood.
Mike McGee.
Mike McGee, he's a friend of ours. He's a friendly fella. A friendly fella. Oh, Matt, I'm running out. I'm running out, buddy.
If only he's a friendly fella was a line from a movie.
No, that was just a statement. That was just a statement. What's a good line from a movie? Do they ever say, like, hey, you're a bunch of mean girls in Mean Girls?
I don't believe so. There is a very famous quotable line from Mean Girls, though.
What is it? What is it?
It's the fetch is not going to happen.
Oh, stop trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen Mean Girls.
Okay. Friend of the show, Jason Baxter.
Oh, good guy. Jason Baxter's a good guy. Jason Baxter likes Batman 66, so how about a charming acronym?
Next we have Simon Lazarus Vesta.
It happened at C. C for Catwoman.
Andrew Robertson.
Please, Eddie.
Oh, Roger Rabbit's a gold mine. Stephen G. Matthews.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Very nice, Jessica Rabbit. Matt Grooms.
Yeah, Betty, you still got it.
Grooms. It should be Grooms. I'm sorry about that.
Grooms. The weird thing is, it is. We started this at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sure we sound like we are drunk, and it is 3 a.m.
Mark Kerwin is the next name, and I got a line for him from Roger Rabbit. On the rocks, and I mean ice.
Roger Rabbit's pretty great.
It's amazing, and then he gets a drink with rocks in it. Up next, we have Le Carpetron Duke Marriott.
I am almost positive that is a fake name.
I think some of these names are fake.
think some of these names might be fake. We got some jokers in the mix. Were you and Robin sweethearts? It's from the animated Robin Hood, one of my favorite films.
Phil King is next.
Phil King. That's a good name. Oh, wait. How have I not done anything from this movie that's been sitting right in front of me this entire time? Am I the meanest?
Oh, are we stopping it there?
Yeah, we're gonna milk this one.
Okay, Rebecca Nardi is next.
Am I the prettiest?
Christian John E. Johnson.
Am I the baddest mofo lowdown in this town?
Mike Dunleavy.
The Shogun of Harlem.
And after that, Ben Jones.
Because when you got the glow, you got to know that you got to go to glow. Because when you love to live, you live to love. You got to get to the upper level. To reach that upper level, your mind, body, and soul must be one.
Up next is JoJo Siemes and Andrew Isla.
Sa-da-te.
Sa-da-te. Michael Holt is next.
Sign your pity on the runny kind.
Oh, Lord, Pootie Tang.
I want someone to listen to this and list off every movie I have referenced.
Up next, we have Dan Mulhall.
I don't hate Balboa. I pity the fool.
Oh, man, Rocky, we got some good ones in there. Dan Hedendorf.
He is not a man. He is like a piece of iron.
All right, can I do another Apollo Creed for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Charpentier. Be a thinker, not a stinker.
What a terrible line.
Written by Sylvester Stallone. Rob London is next.
I want you to eat lightning and crap thunder.
Andrew Curran.
Does Polly's robot ever say anything?
I think it does speak. I think it says something like, can I get you a drink? Or something like that.
Can I get you a drink? I am Polly's robot.
We're going to count that. Tim Seeley is next.
Go for it. That's nice of Tim. I didn't know Tim Seeley backed the Kickstarter. That's nice.
He did.
Read his comics. They're good. Read Grayson.
Grayson is very good. Jack Connell is next.
Let's see. We have our top men working on it.
After that, we have Pete Mylan.
Top men.
Brian S.
Now that's a bedtime story I'd like to wake up to.
Adam L.
They're digging in the wrong place.
Carlos Aguilar.
But you must take back one Kadan to honor the Hebrew god whose ark this is.
Eugenia Pinzon.
That's all I got from Indiana Jones.
Alright, I got a line for you.
Okay.
Alright. The pain of being dead. Okay. Joe Novato.
Om Nam Shivai. Om Nam Shivai.
Kyle Starks.
Indy, cover your heart.
The Combat Wombat Kyle Starks is what he put his name in as.
God almighty.
Brad Fox is next.
I cheat very little, Dr. Jones. You cheat very big.
Nick Lush.
Sayonara, Lao She.
Is Jordan Ashcraft.
We're not sinking, we're crashing!
Adam P. Nave.
Don't fuck with the babysitter.
All right, I've got some from Return of the Living Dead that I can do here.
Okay, okay. That is now your job.
Angus Ho. Send more paramedics. Dan Spaceman.
Spachimen.
Spachimen, yes. And the line I'm going to do for him is... Oh, now I'm blanking out on a line from Return of the Living Dead. I had the pain of being dead and send more paramedics. I guess I could just do brains. That's from Return of the Living Dead.
There you go. There you go.
It's the only movie where zombies say brains. The next one is Brendan from Keyport, New Jersey.
I got drunk, like Myrtle Beach drunk.
Grefter.
As a fellow warrior, I will give you the honor of stretching.
After him, we have Jonathan Marolf.
How many backers do we have, Matt?
Like 300.
Oh, you warned me. You warned me, Matt. But I didn't listen. I never do. I flew too close to the sun. Fuck it, get ready.
Is that it? That's the whole thing?
Yeah, that's from the Foot Fist Way. That's all. Okay. Line.
Oh, yes. Kurt Franklin is next.
Oh, that's our good buddy. Yes. Our good mysterious buddy.
I'm going to give Kurt Franklin this one.
Okay.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, Carlos, man, we can get some mileage out of Predator. Let's do this.
We can get some mileage out of Schwarzenegger, period. Carlos Padilla is next.
The jungle came alive and took him.
Andy Khoury.
What's the matter, Bennett? CIA got you pushing too many pencils.
Jake McManus.
Do it! Kill me now!
Julian Williams.
I ain't got time to bleed.
After that, we should move on to Total Recall.
Oh, man, I could do that.
Kyvan is next.
Recall, recall, recall!
Ian Zalistra.
2 weeks.
Ben Gully.
Quaid.
Oh, that's a good one for Ben. Paul Holmes, and I'll do one for him. Get your ass to Mars. Karen Hinojosa.
I'm you.
Danimals.
Makes me wish I had three hands. Right, we're moving on to Commando. We're doing Commando, Jeff Loeb's finest work.
Patrick McCann is next.
These guys eat too much red meat.
Tim Price.
Don't bother my friend. He's dead tired.
And Ken Lowry is the next name.
I like you, Sully. I'll kill you last.
After Ken, we have got Dan Forster.
Hey, Sully, remember when I said I'd kill you last? Yeah, that's right, you did. I lied.
Nate Osterman.
Did you leave anything for us? Just bodies.
David LaRosse.
Lit off some steam.
After David, we've got Dids.
Oh, I think I'm out of commandos. I think I'm out of commando quotes.
Kindergarten Cop is always good. Schwarzenegger.
Who's your daddy, and what does he do?
There we go. Siobhan.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. After Siobhan is Adam the M. Russo.
What's another good Schwarzenegger movie?
A quotable one?
Yeah, what's another good quotable one?
I'm the Running Man, but I legit can't think of any quotes from it.
Neither can I, actually. Which is weird, because I love The Running Man.
Yeah, it's great. I cannot think of any quotes, though.
Dynamo! It's from the song Dynamo Sings.
That's right. After Adam Russo comes... Odd Fort.
Odd Fort?
It's a company.
Oh. Companies are people, my friend.
That's right.
Was that in a movie? No, wait, that was in real life.
That was a real life thing. It could be in a documentary.
Probably is. Probably in a documentary by that communist Michael Moore.
We'll count it. Matt Child is next.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
After Matt Child, we
did I already
have...
use that one? That's my favorite line from The Goonies.
I think you did, but we're already deep enough into this that it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, here, I'll use the setup line then. It's like, oh, that's my mom's favorite piece.
Okay. Ian Miner is next.
Okay. Michael Jackson did not stop at my house to use the bathroom.
Andrew Dooley.
But his sister did.
Glenn Career.
Slick Shoes.
Tyler Heichel.
Bully Blinders.
Who wanted me to read the name Original Slug Boy.
Oh, but you didn't. You screwed it up, Wilson.
I did.
Screwed it up.
Okay, next we have Amy Katsouris.
Oh man, do you want to hear a line that legit makes me messed up at the end of The Goonies?
Sure.
This is translated into English. You are my favorite invention.
Josh Upson is next.
You're going to come live with me now.
After Josh is Joe Galtieri.
Gosh. Not drink wine.
James Harmon.
You've got me. Who's got you?
Josh Fleming, who made me want to read, who wanted to make me read We Love Texas Barbecue the Best, but we don't.
Yeah, we don't. F that. Here's a little Texas quote for you. Now listen here, you son bitch.
Robert Young is next.
I need a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Bobby Vandeveer.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at that line from Smokey and the Bandit. It's so good. It ain't never been done before. That's because we ain't never not done it before.
Our next name is Matt Smith.
I don't own a gun, let alone the many guns that would necessitate a gun rack.
Dylan Winslow.
If you kill a man in the dead of winter, steam will rise from the wound.
Doc Bustos.
Dr. Bustos, yeah, he's a good guy out in California. He once gave me a gift certificate to In-N-Out Burger. So what's the line in Big Lebowski about going to In-N-Out Burger?
Well, it's Donnie says those are good burgers, Walter.
they got good burgers, Walter.
Yep. Aluf Craven.
Fuck you. What's mine is mine.
Up next is John Troutman.
Say what you will about the tenets of National Socialism, but at least it's an ethos.
Oh, we're back to this movie. Next is Alex Hardison.
Blow.
Dave Versace.
Killing generals could get to be a habit with me.
After him is Luke Dunn.
Boy, do I love that Franco.
Dave Lartigue is next.
Oh, Dave Ortiz, he's a good guy. Son, you got a panty on your head.
Up next, we have Steven. Just Steven.
We thought you was a toad.
David Wolkin.
Crom, I have never prayed to you before. I have no tongue for it.
David wanted me to read out the name Guy Gardner Warrior, by the way.
That dude does love Guy Gardner Warrior.
He really does. The next name is... This is another fake one, I believe. Suckmaster Bursting Foam.
Yeah, pretty sure that's a fake name. J.C. Penney's coming here because of me.
After him, we have Dan Hill.
What's a good Robert Vaughn line from Superman 3?
They're not really quotable lines. To speak of.
Here's a good line from Superman 3.
Okay.
I just... did it.
Oh man, Gus.
He gets computers.
Yeah.
And he understands computers.
He just knows them. All right.
Yeah, he just instinctively understands computers.
Harry Connolly is our next name.
The musician? So Harry Connick Jr.?
Yeah.
Is that who we're talking about?
You got it.
Let's see. I read about them in Time magazine.
Jordan Witt is next.
Oh, Jordan. Jordan likes that Captain America movie.
So how about? I don't want to kill anyone. I just don't like police.
Leandro M. Duarte is next.
I don't know why I keep looking at Netflix like it's going to show me new movies that I haven't already quoted. Oh, I'm so tired of all these Hunger Games. That's a line, right?
Sure.
She says that at the end.
Aaron is next on the list.
Here's the worst line from an X-Men movie. Well, actually, it's not the worst line from an X-Men movie. Mutant and proud.
That's a bad one.
It is pretty rough.
The next name we have is just Andy.
Disqualified.
After Andy is Aaron Myers.
Let's see. I'm your Huckleberry.
Vintango.
Look, darling, it's Johnny Ringo. Shall I hate him?
Johnny Rice is next.
In vino veritas.
Daniel Baines.
Tombstone is a great movie, but they could do like a 40-minute cut of Tombstone and not lose anything important, I don't think.
That's true.
Let's see. I've already done the they only eat rats from Skyfall. Jeepers. Oh, okay, here you go. Here's a terrible James Bond line. Aston Martin calls it the Vanquish. We call it the Vanish.
Matt Jerns.
I am invincible. Alan Cumming, what are you doing in that movie?
Jason Urbances.
Delta 6 accelerator suits. What do they accelerate? You.
After him is Patrick McCaw.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Homestretch. Christy Gould.
How many more we got here, Matt? How many more we got?
I'd say, I don't want to guess, but we're in the home stretch.
Okay, we're in the stretch. There's no crying in baseball.
This person gave me the name Hail Hydra, so I guess I'll read that.
I'll have the steak au poivre.
Luke Faith.
Pain don't hurt.
Elijah Kinch Spectre.
It's so difficult, Matt.
Here's an easy one. I am Iron Man.
That's a good one.
Okay,
that's like in that song.
Yes,
it's like that song, and then that song plays.
Yes,
so it's like really good.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
The next name we have is Buddha Hacker.
Again, I think that might be a pseudonym.
I think it might be. Yeah.
But you know what they say, like, if you meet Buddha in the road, you should hack his systems. oh, man, here we go. We're going to do some hackers.
Oh, good. Hackers.
Twice as powerful as the Pentium.
DJ Trendle.
Biggest crash in history? Front page, New York Times?
Andy Hirsch.
Acid burn? Zero cool?
After no, Andy...
It's actually... Acid burn, crash override.
After Andy, we have Ian W.
It's in that place where I put that thing that time.
Andrew Curl.
Hack the planet.
Hack the planet. The indestructible Hasbaz.
Right, this is specifically from Fargo. It's oh geez.
Michael McGee.
Did we already do Mike McGee, or is this another Mike McGee?
Apparently there are two Mike McGees.
How is that even possible?
It's a big world, my friend.
I guess that's true. Let's see. Huge.
Brandon,
that's Uma Thurman responding to Sonny Chiba telling her she must have big rats.
Brandon Lau.
Can I just make, like, noises?
You could do lines that are people saying the titles of movies, such as, I'm gonna kill Bill.
Oh, that's does she say that in Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Austin H.
Daniel, you really have become the Karate Kid.
I don't know that's a line.
I'm pretty sure.
Michael O.
Put him in a body bag.
Tristan Crocker.
Village Gone.
It's from Karate Kid 2.
Evan McDevitt.
Make His Knuckles Bleed. That's from Karate Kid 3.
Trey Gwynn.
Hilary Swank, you have truly become the next Karate Kid.
Jason Quinn.
I'm glad you're counting all these. I'm really glad you're counting them. Kyung, catch!
Sheila Villari.
Can I say Kyung, catch again? The kid does say it twice.
Sure.
In Rumble in the Bronx. I'll do a good one. This is going to be a good one, Matt. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for this to be a good one?
I'm ready.
It's not my name, but my actions that defy me.
All right. Jordan Lurie. I got one.
Okay.
If we're doing Nolan Batman.
Yes.
Where's the trigger?
Okay. Next.
Michael Panish.
Where's Rachel?
Alan Carrillo.
Where is he?
Tim Hanley is next. You got one for him? What about some Bane lines?
Oh, I accidentally muted my mic. I was doing the whole bit that Michael Caine does.
When I was in Burma, we were trying to track down someone who was stealing jewels. I forget how it all goes.
That is the worst Michael Caine I've ever heard.
Well, I was in Burma.
I buried too many Waynes. I won't bury another.
I won't bury another Wayne. Master Wayne.
Oh, okay, if we're going to go Michael Caine, I can do Michael Caine for days. Jacob Plozek got the Bury the Waynes one, by the way. Okay, that was Jacob Plozek. All right. Ryan E. Johnson, who gets, you are only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. All right. Ben Johnson. What do you got for him, Chris?
I'm trying to think of the things Bane says. I just remember how great his voice is. I don't remember specific lines.
Okay, here's one. You adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Molded by it.
There you go. Eric Knutson.
The Batman has no limitations.
All right. After Eric is Owen Craig.
Owen Craig is going to get a little bit of why do I have so many movies that I don't know any of the lines from? Why do I own all these movies? What's the matter, McFly? Chicken?
Sam Saylor is next.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her.
Shelby Adams. You actually quoted a line from Back to the Future to me before we started recording this show.
What was it?
The phone call.
Okay, all right. Who are we doing? Shelby?
Yeah.
Okay. Marvin, or Chuck, it's your cousin Marvin. Marvin Barry? You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
Right. Up next, we have Ron Fiesel.
He's going to get... it's your kids, Marty.
Quentin Black is next.
What, are they assholes or something?
After Quentin...
Wait, Quentin Beck, like Mysterio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daniel Foree is next. I believe that Doc Brown actually does say, Marty, we have to go back to the future at the end of one of the movies.
No, he says in the middle of it, he goes, and I'll send you back to the future.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of at the end of the first movie. I got one for that. Dan Rowe is next.
Where we're going, we don't need Dan Rowe.
We don't need Dan Rowe. Oh. Got you a personalized one there, Dan. Up next is Greg Davies.
This is a line from the trailer to the Jason Statham Parker film, where they're like, how do you sleep at night? And he goes, I never drink coffee after 7. which is amazing. That is like, you can't tell me that is not an amazing line.
Matt Miller is next.
Mac Miller, the rapper?
No, Matt Miller.
Oh, Matt Miller. Is he related to Mac Miller, the rapper?
Probably.
Matt, I'm stalling for time. here's one from Mitchell. Scram.
All right. Rich Metidu, and I got one for him, from Spring Breakers. I got my tanning oil, sit out by the pool. All right.
Okay.
Brian W. is next.
Brian W.
Yes.
W as in, see, I've already done lines from the Warriors. Matt, help me out. Tag in, Matt.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, that's a good one. That's from the Star movies.
It's from the Star movies. Ben Hale is next.
Oh, don't they say something about, like, hey, good luck, guys, in those movies?
I think they do.
Okay.
Bradley Grahan.
I shut down all the trash compactors on the detention level.
After Bradley is Justice Hepburn. The fact that we have devolved into Star Wars means this has gotten really bad.
It really has. I don't like sand.
After Justice, Tony L. Page Jr.
$10,000 cuts a lot of ties.
Joshua Daniel.
Joshua Daniel is going to get Bill Clay.
Roberto Alva is after him.
Let's see. Roberto is going to get a little something from... he's going to get a little something from Hot Fuzz, which is going to be Nick Frost reading the description of Super Cop when he goes, he's the cop who can't be stopped.
Tim Eklund.
Let's see. Tim Eklund is going to get some Big Trouble in Little China. He just stands there looking at me as I drive my truck right through him with light coming out of his mouth.
Cormac Dulligan.
Cormac Dulligan, he's going to get some Terminator. Want to do a little Terminator, Matt? We didn't do too much Terminator.
Let's do Terminator.
What's the little line about the dog where he's like... Is Woofy there or whatever it is? You know the part I'm talking about.
We'll accept it.
Yeah,
Lala.
Is Woofy there or whatever it is? Done.
Lala.
I want a plasma rifle in the 40-watt range.
Chris Schwartz Brown.
Just what you see, pal.
We are winding down. We are getting close to the bottom.
You keep saying that. You're lying to me.
Ben Olsen.
Uzi 9mm.
Always back to Arnold. Tim Maytom.
He's probably the most quotable star.
Tim Maytom.
All I wanted was for my country to love me as much as I love my country.
Back to Stallone. We still haven't done Adrian I Did It, by the way. That schoolboy.
Fine, Matt. Adrian I Did It. There. Okay. Are you happy? Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Okay, good. I've never been happy.
Craig LeBaron.
Pootie done it again.
Chris Woodward.
Pootie too good. Nothing anyone can say to me could convince me that movie is not Louis C.K.'s finest work.
Mary Sulkowski.
Everyone!
Oh, a little bit of The Professional.
A little bit G.O.
Will Jones.
Will Jones is gonna get... I should have sent it to the Marx Brothers.
Shork!
He's a good guy. There was no quantum of solace in their relationship.
Michael Welch.
That's from Quantum of Solace.
I got that.
007.
What does Michael Welch get?
Michael Welch gets considerably.
Oh,
that's from Casino Royale.
That's a good line.
It is a good line. It's a good fucking movie.
This is legit the last name.
Oh my god. Okay, this is gotta be a good one, Matt. This has gotta be a good one. What give me a movie and I'll pull something out of a movie for him.
Alright. I'm gonna give you the movie. I'm trying to think of a movie you
No,
have
I got
not.
It, I got it. It's gonna be from Flash Gordon.
Okay. Jeremy Hickman.
Forget I thought it.
And that's it, everybody.
Oh, we did it. We did it. We made it through. We made it.
I mean, kind of.
No one has listened to this.
We kind of made it through. I hope you enjoyed this number zero episode of Movie Fighters.
No one did. No one enjoyed this.
Were you hoping for an unlistenable marathon of names and trying to think of movie quotes? Because that's what you got.
Keep in mind, people have paid us money for this.
Yeah.
This is going to be evidence in our fraud trial.
If you listen to the full 90 minutes of this, think about what you did.
Seriously, though, someone make a list of all the movies I referenced. It won't be hard because there's only like 20 of them. Because I was just looking at my shelf the entire time.
Hey, if you did listen to this all the way through, thank you. We will be back with an episode that is not just us reading names and trying to think of movie quotes. We will actually watch a movie and recap it and make fun of it in a very short amount of time. Now, before we do that, we have to do a live episode of Movie Fighters, and we're hoping to get that done sometime this month. Now, we do have Comic-Con coming up, but we are hoping to get that done sometime soon. We will let all our backers know about that as soon as that happens. Thank you for listening to this incredible, torturous episode of Movie Fighters. We will be back very soon. Thanks, everybody, for checking this out.
I feel like I lost weight during this episode.
You may very well
have. I feel like I worked some muscles.
And that's the last one I have.
That's it?
That is it. That
I made it. I made it. You didn't think I could do it. You didn't think I could do it.
Hang on.
To be fair, I could not do it.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure. We got a lot more names than this.
Oh, no.
I just
my hubris has caught up to me
I think
again.
I just...